949-3570.
Is getting louder in the department of too risky to drill in the future, but what hypocrisy, we'll talk about it. Also, how many times have we heard this? I had no idea my neighbor was capable of blowing something up or doing whatever heinous act it is. We hear that story. Nobody had a clue. They had a terrace in their midst in Bridgeport, Connecticut, a working class neighborhood, but they did. 30-year-old Faisal Shahzad, and he probably thought that he had escaped as he was on a plane headed for Dubai. We told you about that when it was unfolding before midnight on Monday. The FBI was all over it with the help of his name appearing on the federal no-fly list. They were able to get him off the plane and arrest him, and now he's been charged with several things under the heading of terrorism. You have to ask yourself, knock on wood, when does our luck run out? Let's hope, I hope, I never see it happen again in America after being in New York and New Jersey when 9/11 was unfolding. So that's the question. How far do we go? Maybe not enough. This is a guy who became a naturalized citizen last year, and he was making tracks to get back to Islamabad. He had a family, just 30 years old, went to school, had gotten all the way up through a master's, and had the two kids and the wife. They dressed in traditional Muslim garb, were living there in Bridgeport, Connecticut, like I said, and nobody had any clue that this was ultimately what he was waiting to do, and had gone back to Pakistan for 5 months, was training at a terror camp. It did not detonate. It did not work. The Pathfinder that was filled with everything you can imagine. So that plot was not pulled off. How much does he spill to the FBI? Let's hope a lot. He has admitted to being trained in the camp. How many others are there, though? Are there others that he knows of in the United States that he'll turn on? Wouldn't that be something? And then you have to ask yourself how it got so far that he actually got through to the plane. Who do you blame for that? Somebody dropped the ball. You know, this ended well, but somebody dropped the ball on this one. Was it the airline? Was it the TSA? Because he went through security. He did end up on the no-fly list, but he didn't end up on the no-fly list till after the incident. And they being the FBI and other intelligence folks, had tracked down more on Shahzad, and they were trying to ultimately arrest him. You can throw in your two cents. Where do you put the blame? And how do you think we're doing with this new administration on terrorism so far? 800-259-5791. This is Kate Delaney, and this show that you've tuned into as you're cruising around on the highways and the byways across America is called America Tonight. To the left, to the right, and everywhere in between, I don't care. It's about conversation, so you get to throw in your two cents. Tomas in Michigan gets the first word. He's been waiting a while, so we give you the floor. How about some applause for Tomas, as I know Matt was excited to have me get to you. Woo-hoo! Tomas, thanks for hanging through. What do you want to jaw about?
Kate, first of all, I have to say, you know, you have been hanging in there for a long time, producing a show right from your heart. You always let anybody come on, as long as they don't use the racist word on you. You just hang in there and let them say what they want to say. And I think that you deserve an applause, because really, in a democratic society, that's what we really need, is somebody who lets everybody speak. So maybe later on, Matt can give you an applause. Talking about this guy, Shazam, or whatever his name is, you know, you said no one had a clue. You know, a lot of people had a clue, Kate. except it's not allowed. You know, if you see somebody dressed as a Muslim and acting like a Muslim, you know, it's probably a very strict Muslim, and they do not love America or what America stands for. Let's talk about Sharia law, all right? You know those people are into Sharia law if they're dressing
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when is the last time you heard Sharia law judges stand up and say, America, give us this Saddam dude, and we will try him, and we will convict him, and we will stone him to death? When's the last time you heard anybody from Sharia law land say, arrest
Never.
That guy from Iran. Arrest that dictator from Iran. He has tortured thousands of Iranians. He has put thousands of innocent people to death. Give him to us, and we will put him to death. No, they don't say that.
Mm-mm.
And we're letting mosques, hundreds of mosques in America, be constructed, and Sharia law being taught and being put forth as a viable alternative. And I believe in Canada, they're actually trying to have the Canadian Muslims be tried by Sharia law as an alternative to Canadian law. You know, and the reason I'm working on the Sharia law thing is because no one is saying anything about Islam. They're saying this individual and this blah, blah. You're not saying this Muslim. No one's saying that. Matter of fact, I think a couple of weeks ago, okay, the president said we're not going to talk about terrorism as Islamic terrorists anymore or Islamic extremists.
You're right.
And it is a core value. You know, it's not like we're dealing with Viking terrorists or it's Islam.
I know, but here's what the problem is with that. It goes back to the profiling thing, because I think you have to do that. I'm sorry. At the airports, et cetera, you have to be tougher on these student visas. You have to know where the people are. Our borders aren't secure. We know this. Nothing has been done differently there. But whether you and I agree with it or not, you talk about Catholicism, Mormons, Protestant religions, and then nutball religions to me, like Scientologists, or the crazy side of the Islamists, like you're saying. You have to be careful when you go there, because you and I both know we want the freedoms. We want the United States to stay the way it is. So are we going to take away freedom of religion? That's the problem. But
well,
I think we need to profile at the airports. I'm sorry. We just need to do it.
Okay, you used an example there as the Mormons. And you
right.
know what? The Mormons were just as out there as the Muslims were about 100 years ago. And what
yep.
did the United States do? We did not let the Mormons hide behind their religious... They were blowing up Mormon churches. They chased
You're
them
right.
out to Utah. They sent the army to Utah. And when the army was about to pounce on them, the leader of the Mormon church received a vision saying, we're gonna change right now. You know, we're not gonna do multi-woman thing anymore. God just sent me, you know, like email. And they changed. But we are letting the Muslims get away with what we did not let the Mormons get away with. And think of this. If you're a terrorist, you train somebody 5 months, you went over to the United States, and what has the United States done?
Right, exactly. You know what, you made a good point at the end there. The problem, one of the problems is, and we talked about this with the Prophet Muhammad on the cartoon South Park, is not letting it out there. I'll explain what I mean on the flip side.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com, maxfitgloves.com, and use promo code radio, or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
About there, and what I was mentioning about, you know, we don't want to shut down religions even if we think they're kookballs and nuts and all that sort of stuff. And we do have our kookballs and our nuts, let's face it. You know, I can remember when I went to California, no offense, and the Hare Krishnas were out in full force. I mean, they were pumping the crowd and trying to recruit and all that sort of stuff. We know about the Scientologists, as we had Nancy Manny on, and she was one for 30 years, and said the celebrities don't really know what goes on behind the scenes. It's almost like brainwashing. And they call that a religion. I think it's, you know, positive thinking and control. So we all think different things about different religions. And the problem is, with the Muslim religion, there are people who are peaceful Muslims, who are Americans, who are proud Americans, who I hope are sickened by these things that they see and want to distance themselves from it, but they need to speak up more. I think there needs to be more positive flow in that direction because it would help. There needs to be more of a dialogue. And also, you have to be able to say what you think. And that religion is so extreme with the threats to the South Park guys, they might carry it out. They're kooky enough, kookier than our kooks, to slaughter someone, as we've seen in the past. I mean, it is serious business, like Tomas was saying, with their laws and what they ultimately believe. So it's a slippery slope that we're going down. We don't want to deny religious freedoms. If you've been watching the History Channel, the series America, that's now in its, I think it's going into its third week. I've watched it, and I'm a big fan of history. That was my favorite subject, you know, in school. And some of you, that's what I love about America. I love being an American. I grew up in the belly of history, and I can never get enough of the stories, of the battles, and what the early settlers did to give us what we ultimately have now. And remember those rough, incredible trips to get away from England originally, to come to the United States, and then everyone from, you know, forward from other places, from Ireland, from Italy, from pick country, any country, you know, what they went through. And part of the reason was to escape the persecution for their religious beliefs. So that's why it is a slippery slope. At the same time, ridiculous. I mean, here you are living in a neighborhood, and you see, you wave to the neighbors, see a guy jogging, see the two kids. He's been there a while, gets his degree, is working in the financial sector, and boom, he's a plant. It's not a movie, it's for real. And his objective is to kill us, is to kill innocent Americans. Anybody who could have been walking down that area off of 45th Street near 7th Avenue, an incredibly crowded place, the perfect place to try to do that. That's what's scary. And it's scary not knowing when somebody has a visa when it's expired, not knowing at the borders that are so porous, who's here, who's not. Think of other countries. I mean, I venture to say for sure, if I took about 15 America Tonight listeners and we decided, let's try this in some other countries, if we had an unlimited budget, and see if we can just live among the people, see how long it takes for us to get booted out. We'd be booted out. We really would. That's the beauty of America, though. Give us everybody. Hey, we're about it. We're about immigrants. We're a nation of immigrants who are strong and proud and have survived and thrived for a reason. But we have to protect those. We have to protect those that we hold dear and those freedoms that we hold dear, too. And, I mean, I'm the first one to say it. I just said it, and I will get crucified for it, and I do not care. If you want to send me an email and tell me how bloody racist I am or how wrong I am, you feel free to do it. I've lived in a foreign country, americatonight.net. Or if you agree, that's cool too. If you want to be as safe as possible, and we know the main way to get in and out, of course, is mostly through the air, then you're going to have to get tougher at the airports. Not the grandmothers, not the pregnant women with three kids hanging off of them. I don't really think they're the people that are coming in here to blow us up. I mean, look at this guy, Shahzad. He had assimilated. He became a citizen a year ago. Went through all that you have to do to become a citizen. But then there were some telltale signs, like the paying for cash thing with the ticket. I know a whole lot of rich people. I know a whole lot of poor people too, but I know a whole lot of rich people. You know what they, when the one thing that they do not pay in cash for tickets going to foreign countries. First of all, somebody's usually setting it up for them, even if it's on a moment's notice. But if they were to go to the airport, they're pulling out a credit card. Come on now. All right, let's jump on this with a few people. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, a couple of things, non-sequiturs. First of all, I was looking at that second quarter moon that's hanging in the sky. Isn't it beautiful the way that it hangs in the sky, Kate?
I love it.
It just makes you cherish every minute you have because you don't know if it's going to be your last.
That's right.
And also another non sequitur, Christina Hendricks, the redhead buxom woman from Mad Men. Have you seen her?
She's beautiful. Do you like her?
I'm going to give up all the Latino women if I could just find a woman a tenth of what she is. Every time I see her, I just faint. She's unbelievable. I just had to mention that because who knows what tomorrow's going to bring? I might get my head blown off. But really quick, in the last 2 minutes that I have, I want to talk about cowardice. But before I talk about cowardice, there's a term in Islam called a takfiri, which means you could be a Muslim but a non-believer or not a correct believer in Islam as the radicals believe. So they'll kill you just as well as they'll kill a real infidel who doesn't believe in Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Also, part of their philosophy, according to Steiner Emerson, is to infiltrate and ingratiate themselves to the host country before they attack, which is exactly what this guy did in Bridgeport and Shelton, Connecticut. And I have to ask America a question. When this guy got his degree, his college degree, did he receive federal loans backed by taxpayers? On his mortgage application, did he claim minority status so that he could get a better rate, or did we pay? I mean, do you see where
yes.
I'm going with this? This
yes.
is, this is absolutely amazing. We have honor killings in this country. I mean, if we're going to survive, we have to take a stand. And this is what I want to talk about, cowardice. I listened to a little bit of Michael Savage today, but Mayor Bloomberg went out of his way. Mayor Bloomberg, this piece of dirt who wouldn't let you carry a can of pepper spray to defend yourself in New York City. He was hoping that it was a Tea Party member or somebody who was aggravated about the health care debate. And he, you know, he is a piece of dirt. I am so angry with Mayor Bloomberg because they came out and they said, white man, white man, white man. Very similar to what they did when John Lee Muhammad was shooting people down in Maryland. The very first person said, this guy looked like either a African-American or a possible Arab person, and they squelched that, Kate, because they wanted it to be a white guy.
You're right. I agree.
And it's just, with Mayor Bloomberg, you know, he's doing everything he can to disarm the American people with his mayors against illegal guns. He doesn't want you to defend yourself. You know what, Mayor Bloomberg? I want you to listen up. I want you detectives to listen up. I'm going to visit New York City soon. My permit is not valid. My handgun permit is not valid for New York City. But you know what, Mayor Bloomberg? You can kiss my ass. I'm going to carry that gun when I come to the city, anytime, anywhere I want to go. So you can call Kate Delaney, and you can get my phone number. You can station a detective out in front of my apartment. But you'll have to know when I'm going to go to the city. Because I don't care about you, Mayor Bloomberg. You're a piece of dirt, and you bought your way to the third term. You need to exit New York City, you scumbag. Thanks, Kate.
All right, banging on Bloomberg. I'm not a big fan of Bloomberg's either because I think he does put the city right in the bullseye, and especially the last part that Mark said there. Hey, look, he bought his way to a third term. I don't think he's the right guy to lead that city. He flip-flops on a lot of things like the terror trials. Coming up, we'll take more.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do the things you call a phone call. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me.
That's Mark. He's locked and loaded, I think, as he's headed for New York.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with smoking weed.
Yeah, I think he needs to chill. Smoke a little bud there, Mark. You need to relax. Bloomberg, first of all, is going nowhere. Like I said, I'm no fan of Bloomberg's either. I think he's somebody who flips in a couple of different directions. And for a city like New York, he's just way too soft with some of the things that have happened there. And now we're seeing... It's our biggest city, and we're seeing, and it's tough anyway to be the mayor of that city, but we're seeing what's happening in this Shahzad case and all the various points where he possibly could have been red flagged and wasn't. And here's what's even scarier. Quickly, this is one thing that's kind of getting lost, I think, in the arrest of Faisal Shahzad, is the fact that he was Mirandized. So let's open that debate up. Do you think he should have been Mirandized? Shoot it to me at AmericaTonight.net. Pardon the pun. AmericaTonight.net or 800-259-5791. So he's in custody. He was Mirandized. Okay, he is a citizen. He's a naturalized citizen. But when he was picked up at JFK and that happened, and they did that, there's a great chance he gets arrested, he asks for the lawyer, and that's it. You're not finding anything out. Remember with the Abdullah Muttalib problem, Christmas Day, he was the guy who almost blew up the airline that was heading into Detroit, the airliner that was heading into Detroit. It was failed, but and he gave them some information, being the investigators in the FBI, but he was Mirandized. Then you get lawyered up, and then that's the end of it. Even John McCain says it's a serious mistake, the senator from Arizona, and I think he's not the only one. You got to be able to maximize the amount of information. It's about the intelligence, baby, that you can get through our version of interrogation, because it matters. Look, he's already said he was trained in a Pakistani camp for 5 months, so maybe he'll give up some people. Maybe there'll be something that he'll lead the FBI to that can crack a potential case somewhere else. Who knows? I mean, it is just basically a stroke of luck that he was cooperating, even though he was Mirandized, because if he had asked for a lawyer, that would have been it. He would not be talking. So that is definitely, I think it's definitely luck. In these kinds of cases, you got to be able to get the information. All right, let's move on to some of you. 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. How about Don in Wyoming? Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Well, whether you like it or not, that's the way the system works, you know. He's got to, you know. And I just, this whole thing's just it's crazy because, you know, it's like we're fighting the war with one hand time, you know, with our one hand behind our back, you know. And these people who are going up against, you know, they killed their own people, let alone do anything dirty thing that they can, and we're too busy trying to be politically correct. And you're right, you know, I mean, you have to Mirandize him. I mean, he's an American citizen, you know, and it, cause think of if they didn't, you know.
Well, the
like,
problem,
hey.
Here's, you make a point, here's the problem, and this is where we get into that Constitution argument. I mean, we're either living by the Constitution or we don't, and it's, but here's what I say, sometimes, you know what, you got to be a little bit sneaky. And so if you know, if somebody's asleep at the wheel, he's not paying attention, he's willing to blither blather, then man, you just gotta hope he's willing to do that and doesn't get it and doesn't get the whole thing about the lawyer. Cause you know what you and I would say immediately, wouldn't we? I don't see either one of us in those situations either, by the way, Don, but we would ask for the lawyer.
Yeah. Hey, that machine gun fire, I thought for a second there that was the, a tribute to the Kent State Massacre or shooting. So
that's
evidently
terrible.
That was 40 years ago today.
Yeah.
So
yeah, crazy.
So, yeah, talking about history. But also, you heard Lynn Redgrave passed away?
Yeah, sad from cancer.
Yeah, and boy, I tell you what, I don't know if I ever told, I had a, when I was a really young kid, I had the biggest crush on her. So her and Julie Andrews, I just thought they were the prettiest women in the world. Of course, I was only 10 or 12 at the time, but I just remember that, you know, I just known them throughout my life because of, you know, when my boyhood crush on them or whatever. But poor Vanessa, you know, she lost her daughter last year to that freak accident. And then she's lost her brother last month and now her sister. And, of course, Vanessa's always seemed to be the toughest one of that bunch. So, you know, I'm sure she'll pull through, but wow, that's losing a lot of relatives pretty fast.
No kidding, in a year's time, basically, a little over a year, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, though, not much tonight other than I'm glad they caught this guy, and we'll see where it goes from there. But I did like Obama and Holder's comments, you know, that, you know, every American needs to sit back and realize this isn't the happy days in the 1950s, and you can leave your door unlocked and your car doors unlocked, and you know, and not worry about, you know, being attacked or whatever. And you know, it's interesting because this term racial profiling is really ticking me off because you know, it seems like only white people can racially profile other people, you know, and it just I know for a fact that, you know, that you know, minorities look at white people and say, hey, there's a white person, you know, and
sure,
they're automatically racially profiling us.
Right.
So the shoe fits on both feet, you know, and I'm sorry, but, you know, it's just, and, you know, it's, you know, this, you know, if you just, I mean, if I walk on an airplane, Kate, I notice that there's a couple of, you know, Middle Eastern fellows, I'm keeping my eye on them, you know, not something, then they're probably just going to sit there and just take their plane ride and, you know, and get to where they're going just like me. But, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm paying attention around, you know. Of course, we don't have hardly any people out here in Wyoming, but.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah, you know, but I'm just saying, you know, like what they're, the president and Holder are both saying is that, you know, that guy, you know, that guy's a hero. He was already a hero before he, you know, the vendor there before this incident, you know. I mean, he was a veteran and you know, Americans have just got to, you know, got to wake up and just realize that, you know, this new war of the 21st century it's not going away. These people are not going to stop. It's, you know, just like Mark just said a little bit ago, you know, they'll kill their own people and they'll kill non-believers just alike. And if we're not paying attention to this and just keeping an eye open and don't fear that you're racially profiling, you know, it's just,
You're right. It's just being more alert, paying a little more attention. If something really, really is wrong and you know it's wrong, why wouldn't you speak up with anyone? I mean, you're right, with anyone, whoever it is.
Yeah. And them slime ball Lakers did my Jazz in again tonight. So.
I know, I saw that.
You know, it's pathetic. They got 3 7-footers that all three of them can play well, and, you know, we're just getting I think they had 15 block shots on us, you know, and we lost. When the court went down against the Lakers, against the Nuggets, I just said, that's it for us. There's no way in the world we'll get past the Lakers now. We don't have the hype to battle them, you know, and it's so funny because they show all these actors sitting around there. I think it was Hoffman and George Lopez tonight. And, you know, and you love these guys. You love these Hollywood guys, you know, especially Jack, you know. But you just sit back and go, you're scum because you root for the Lakers, you know.
Yeah, you don't like the Lakers. I understand that hatred of the Lakers for sure. Wow. All right.
Anyway. All right, Kate. I'm
good
going
deal.
To roll. Thanks for chatting with me again. Bye-bye now.
All right, good combo. 800-259-5791. Let me tell you about this, because I think I mentioned I just brushed over it, but this guy had awesome pipes, and I am thrilled to pieces that I had a chance in my sports career to have a brush with him in a press box at the Rangers facility, the ballpark in Arlington, when I was doing sports radio for them. But anyway, what pipes? It was just the best at baseball, besides Vin Scully for the Dodgers. Ernie Harwell, dead at the age of 92. I mean, he told it and he sold it, the Tigers, that is, for 40 years. He had a great cadence, I think, and he had the words. He was a wordsmith to me with, quippy phrases that were quirky on the radio. And after a month long battle with cancer, he made it all the way to 92, but now dead. His wife of 68 years, Lulu, and his sons and his two daughters were at his side, and I think they knew it was inevitable. He said a while ago in some interview that I was watching, I think with Bob Costas, that whatever happens, I'm ready to face it. I'm ready for whatever's coming next. And so what a way to die, just kind of slipping from the earth after a pretty decent journey, I would say, as the voice of the Tigers for such a long, long time. And he was honored in the last couple of games. They actually, when he fell ill, they did a video tribute to him, and he addressed a crowd at Comerica Park during a game against Kansas City. But he was one of the great ones for sure. Voices from Major League Baseball, no question about it. Richie Ashburn would be mine too. I would put him on the list for the Philadelphia Phillies. Coming back on the flip side, odds and ends, including Shelby sounding off on the oil spill.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee Where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-2119. It's filled with top-quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-2119. That's 800-204-2119. 800-204-2119.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Shahzad. You're going to hear that name a lot more. It was like Abdullah Matala. We talked about him a ton, or we kept seeing his name pop up. What do the two of them have in common? Training camps. Yeah. On how to kill Americans. Hey, everybody. Kate here on America Tonight. Let's go to my pal Stu in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. First of all, just, you know, over the weekend, I ordered something from one of your sponsors. I ordered a crossbreed holster.
Cool.
So I do pay attention during your commercials.
I love it. We have some applause for Stu. Wow, that's pretty huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen they got a YouTube video on their little website, man, and it just it sold me. Their little YouTube video sold. I want to say, first of all, just food for thought. People think that, you know, the borders are okay being open in Mexico and it's no big deal. If millions of uneducated, illegal Mexicans, I'm not saying they're all uneducated, but a lot of them are, can come across that border, what makes them think that a very intelligent, highly trained Middle Easterner can't get across that border?
Yeah, of course they're getting across the border. You're right.
Are you with me on that? I mean, if they come across, if a Mexican come across the border and a coyote can sneak him across the border, what tells you that the fact that this guy couldn't have came across the border if he would have been illegal? You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it's just, it's, you know, for those people who think it's no big deal that Mexico's wide open and we're all benefit from it or whatever, I don't understand what they're talking about. But that was just something that kind of got on me, and I kind of wanted to bring that up. And as far as Mirandizing this dude, look, as far as I'm concerned, he's an enemy combatant. It was a terrorist plot. he admitted he was at a terrorist camp in Pakistan learning how to do this stuff, or training to do this stuff. So he's an enemy combatant? Absolutely not. He has no right to Miranda rights. And I understand he's a U.S. citizen, and people's going to say, well, if you give him that right, that takes away everybody else's right. There's a difference. The guy was at a terrorist training camp. He has no rights. To me, it's the same as treason.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's my opinion.
You could make the example. You're right. Okay, there's a big difference if you and I commit some other crime, but if you and I are trying to, you know, pack a Nissan Pathfinder full of fertilizer and gasoline and fireworks and everything else, well, you know, do you want us to squeal? Do you want us to talk?
Exactly, and I mean, that's what it boils down. I mean, it's one thing for that. I mean, if you go out here and murder your wife because you find her with another man, or you rob an old lady, or do something like that, that's a totally different thing. You're talking about getting ready to commit a crime on hundreds, if not thousands, of people. Innocent people, hundreds or thousands of innocent people in one spot. He didn't put all that stuff in there for a smoke show. He didn't put it in there for a fireworks display. He put it in there to do harm to hundreds, if not thousands,
yeah,
of people. He trained it at a terrorist training camp.
Mm-hmm.
So whether he's an American citizen or not, he's an enemy combatant. He planned on making a war zone out of Times Square. That's my opinion, but, you know, kind of stiff on a lot of things anyway. But I'm not going to get irate for Mark there. Man, I was in a good mood. Man, he almost made me feel down.
I know, he's ready. He is ready to go locked and loaded into Manhattan and then call.
Man.
Tell him to call my show and give him the number where we can find Mark.
Yeah. Mark, chill out. Just relax, drink you a shot, smoke you a fat one. Go get you a pretty Latino girl that you like. And just, God, man, you need something. Just chill out. That's how we do that when we vote. Don't tell them to come after you.
Yeah, no kidding. Don't give him the roadmap. Yeah,
I'm telling you, I love you, Mark. Don't screw yourself up, man. I don't know what is New York. I know Chicago. It's 5 years. And like I said, I'm a proud character. See a wet permit owner, man, all the way to the bank. But I'll be damned if my big ass going to Chicago with a gun. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you don't want to get arrested. Yeah, you don't want to go down that road, no.
You think I want to go to 5 years of prison?
Oh, no.
Man, carrying soap on rope every time I go to the shower. You know, man,
no.
I'd have to find me some little guy in there to be my boyfriend for 5 years. And I sure
think
picking up big guy, I'm going to be the man in the relationship if I have to go to prison. Thanks, Jane. Have a good week. Or good night, honey.
All right, you too. How about that? You just never know what you're going to get on America Tonight. Locked and Loaded, that's how Mark is going into the city. And Stu's talking about soap on a rope in prison. He doesn't want to be there. And he would be the man in the relationship. Wow. All right, 800-259-5791. Talking about a whole lot of different things here, as per usual on the show. Let's go to John in Kentucky. Hey, John.
Hey, I was aiming to tell you last week, but I run out of time. There's a YouTube video that people should watch. I discovered it about 6 months or a year ago. I thought it was pretty interesting. It's called Gumball Immigration, and it's this guy on there, and he uses gumballs to represent immigrants coming into the country and stuff, and how we're eventually going to be so overpopulated that it don't matter who's running this place. It's not going to work. There's just going to be too many people in there.
Right, too many people that are here illegally, and we don't know who they are, and we're overrun, yes.
Yeah, it's like the old cat lady, you know. She keeps getting more cats, and then the next thing you know, they're eating her out of house and home.
Oh, I like that analogy, the cat lady. Become a nation of cat ladies. All right, John, we're going to have to check out the Gumball Immigration YouTube video. Somebody else told me about that. It's just the way he presents and shows you, hey, look, this is the facts. This is what's going to happen if we don't do something about it. And we can go with our eyes shut or wide open, and I'd rather have my eyes wide open. And that's the problem. Too many people are burying their head, John, in the sand.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting video. Now, I mean, I don't know how true it is or not, but it will make you scratch your head.
All right, we're going to check it out. Thanks for that tip. You have a good one, partner.
Take it easy.
Moving along from gumballs and immigration to Senator Shelby and the Gulf and the oil spill and how big it is. He flew over it today and was going to try to make heads or tails of where do we go from here. Here's what he had to say.
Is it working? Is the program working, and what needs to be done to strengthen it? We all know that as long as the oil is pumping into the Gulf, we've got a problem. It's not a one-day problem either. It's big. But in the meantime, we have to stop what's coming toward the beaches, toward the estuaries, because we have so much marine life here. Well, I can't assess everything at the moment. I think everybody's really concerned. I just left a meeting that I convened of the local officials, NOAA, the emergency people, the Coast Guard, and everybody's upbeat, but they're not exuberant about anything. They're deeply concerned and should be because we have a big task ahead of us.
All right, so he's right. It's a big task, and that's the problem, trying to wrap your arms around this spill that could be the worst in history. I'm frankly, for my own reasons with family in Florida, and many of you listening to me take vacations there, I think of some of the gorgeous areas, and this is just, you know, ruining those beaches if that comes to that. And, of course, the argument over do we really want to drill some more. Speaking of getting drilled, I don't understand what's happening in Philadelphia. Yet another fan ran onto the field at Citizens Bank Park during a Phil's game. This was just a night after the taser incident. You can go to my website at americatonight.net and check that out. It's under Blunder of the Day. This time, security under fire didn't use a taser to apprehend the Tuesday idiot. He gave himself up. The Phil's were leading St. Louis, one zip in the top of the ninth, when a guy hopped over the fence in left field and ran along the warning track. He was waving his arms. And you know what? The crowd, it was a sellout crowd, they just booed. And then he was captured. In Monday's game, if you didn't see it, a cop chased, well, security guard, chased a 17-year-old boy for about 30 seconds before he pulled out the stun gun and hit the teenager. What is going on? It's like the city, it's really earning its reputation, the city of brotherly shove.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.